Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? Mr. Burrow.
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to suggest that since I know there are a lot of people here with an interest in case 10878, Just Soup Ministries, that the board consider deliberating and ruling on that at the outset as opposed to the end of the evening.
Okay, Mr. Burrow.
So moved.
Members of the board?
So
okay.
Moved.
All right. Are there any other?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda as revised November 1.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's revised agenda and also with the moving of case number 10,878 to the first case. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Excuse me. Next, we'll have approval of the minutes of our last two regular meetings.
So moved.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last two regular meetings, which is October the 3rd and the 17th.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have the approval of the finding of the facts of our September the 26th meeting.
And again, moved to approve.
You have a second to that?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the finding of the facts of our September the 26th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application is announced separately. The applicant will be asked to go forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses, and the board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, and that includes 10878 Just Soup Ministries, no new testimony or evidence is taken. The hearing was closed several weeks ago, and there is no new evidence. In addition, items listed under old business and other business are often considered after the public hearings, and that may be late in the evening. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 10,878, Just Soup Ministries, Inc., south of Route 18, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 195 feet south of Road 290, Cool Spring Road. A special use exception to allow the serving of foods at a custom cooking facility approved as a home occupation, not as a commercial use. This was tabled.
And Mr. Chairman, I thought what I would do at first would be to read some remarks and to kind of set the stage so that the board and everyone here is aware of exactly what this board is voting on tonight.
I appreciate that, Mr. Burrow. Thank you.
This case was filed under Section 115-210A3I of the Code, which allows for the Board to determine whether a proposed use not specifically included in the zoning code is in keeping with other uses which are specifically permitted. In other words, no law can address every situation that might arise or every use that is proposed. And with that in mind, the Board is given the power to decide whether a proposed use is consistent with other uses in a zoning district and which are permitted. If you determine that this proposed use is in keeping with another permitted use, then you need to decide if the special use exception should be granted, applying the traditional statutory test in that regard. In this instance, the director has approved the property for use as a non-commercial home occupation as defined by Section 115-4. Specifically, custom baking is permitted as a home occupation, which was the basis for the director's approval. However, that same definition of home occupation limits the activities to family members on the premises and prohibits any group assembly or activity. The applicant is only permitted to cook on the premises for off-premise delivery and has requested that it be permitted not only to cook meals but to serve them on the premises. And you must decide whether that use is in keeping with other permitted home occupations in an AR1 district. Under the code, a home occupation includes the following: an art or craft studio, salons or barber shops limited to one chair, dressmaking, custom baking, professional offices for doctors, dentists, and the like, private instruction or tutoring limited to one or two pupils at a time, and family daycare homes. Section 2 under the home occupation definition reads as follows: a home occupation, however, shall not be interpreted to include nursing homes, convalescent homes, restaurants, tea rooms, tourist homes, or similar establishments. Those are the parameters. That was the application that was submitted to you, and your job is to determine whether or not the proposed use is in keeping with other permitted uses or permitted home occupations in an AR1 district.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Burrow. Okay, gentlemen. I guess first, did everyone have a chance to review all the documentation and stuff that was given to them?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would like to note that there was a letter I received in the mail from Michael Hudson after the hearing, which I have not read, nor will I read or consider for this case.
Okay. Did any other member?
I didn't
get one. You didn't get one?
No.
You got one? Okay. I did, and I haven't read it either, because in fact it was after the hearing, so I have not read it either. Okay. Well then, gentlemen, we're open for discussion. We've heard from the attorney. I guess I'll start. But any member would like to start the discussion? Mr. McCabe?
Well, it seems like the use that they're requesting is more akin to a restaurant than anything else at, under home occupation. And a home occupation in an AR1 zone cannot be approved.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
I feel the same way as Mr. McCabe. It's sort of like a restaurant, and we can't prove something like that.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Well, Mr. Chairman, you have to admire what the Dunham family has done and continues to do, and at all the sites that they deliver food to. It's unfortunate that we're in a position that we have to make a decision based on the ordinance, and I would concur with the other members that have spoken so far.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Mills?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the in regard to home occupation, I agree with the others that, Section 2 reads that home occupation, however, does not and shall not be interpreted including several uses, including a restaurant, tea room, tourist home, convalescent home. We heard testimony as far as rest and those sorts of things, and so it doesn't, the request doesn't, in my opinion, coincide with the ideas and thoughts of a home occupation. I'd like to further say that, I don't think anyone questions, the good work that Just Soup Ministries does and has done and probably will continue to do. And certainly they're allowed to continue to do that as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And under the guidelines of the ordinance. And I think it should also be clear that this board would not make any judgments towards individuals who would benefit from those things.
Mm-hmm.
What's before us is a land use issue and a decision, and more specifically, that would this requested use affect adversely the uses in neighboring and adjacent properties. I think also that the builder acted extremely irresponsibly by building a structure with that intent, and further irresponsibly not coming before this board and explaining their actions. I don't think that was fair to those folks as well. I think that getting back to the actual matter at hand, the question, will the use affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? We heard what a good thing this, Just Soup Ministries is. Nobody debates that. We heard opinion that it would not adversely affect from supporters, but I didn't see any proof of any kind that it wouldn't. However, on the other hand, the opposition showed extremely strong proof that it would, through examples in and around the country of other situations with soup kitchens. So I find it very difficult to approve this based on the facts that we heard at the hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mills. And again, I would like to reiterate also, again, that, the requested use for this property is to serve meals to individuals on the premises, but this is more like a restaurant than any use permitted as a home occupancy under the code. And what is being proposed would be more suitable as a conditional or rezoning application. And this would allow for consideration from the Planning and Zoning and the County Council. So again, in what we've already heard, then I can't.
And I agree with that.
Then I can't, I can't support it, because it would allow more time to be looked at. Because there's things that should be considered, is which would be the proposed use of health, the safety, and the welfare of all parties concerned in that area. So that was presented well, too.
It's. I would venture to say the reason that it was pushed to us was simply a matter of timing. I know that there's some things that they'd like to see happen before a certain date and time. I agree with you 100%. This should have been something that went before Planning, Zoning, County Council. There's many things to be considered in this request, not to mention DelDOT's input, as well as, anytime you have a request for people to gather in any location, there's fire marshal considerations, mm-hmm. and so forth. The health and safety and welfare of its inhabitants.
Of all Sussex County.
Yep.
Right. And again, it's been stated, but I want to make it clear again that no one has questioned, again, the good work of the soup ministry, what they have done, and what I hope that they will continue to do. So, but by all means. Okay. Does anyone else have anything else to offer? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Workman, you have anything else?
I'm the same way. I think you're doing a great job, mm-hmm. and just how it got presented to us. We're in a bad situation, but we've got to go by the rules of the county.
Okay. Mr. Hudson, you have anything else?
Sir.
Mr. Mills? And I have nothing else to say then. Well, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion, and if the board is prepared to vote, then I'm going to, I'll ask for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, based on the fact that it does not meet, the request does not meet the requirements or what have you for a home occupation, as a restaurant type of use, and because it should probably be considered by a different governing body other than ourselves for other considerations, and because the applicant it didn't carry the burden of proving that it would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Mm-hmm. And the opposition did that very strongly. I'd make a motion we deny case number 10,878.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,878. And gentlemen, I'm going to do this by roll call vote. Mr. McCabe.
Deny.
Okay. Mr. Workman.
Deny.
Mr. Hudson.
I would vote yes for the motion.
Okay.
Yes for the motion.
I deny.
To deny.
Okay. And Mr. Mills, to deny.
Obviously, yay.
And Mr. Callaway. By a vote of 5-2-0, case number 10,878 is denied. We'll take a 5-minute recess.